From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. An enormous storm is lumbering across the Midwest, from Texas to Michigan. It may mean a cozy white Christmas for some, but for others, the storm has caused traffic wrecks, canceled flights, and power outages. Frank Morris is monitoring the storm for member station KCUR in Kansas City.
This storm covers well over a third of the country. It's just one huge variety pack of nasty weather, including what forecasters like to call a wintry mix. Michael Eckert has been watching it unfold from the National Weather Service office in Maryland.
We've got tornadoes and heavy rain and severe thunderstorms moving across the Gulf Coast states, snow, sleet, and freezing rain over Texas and Oklahoma, and eventually we'll have a broad area of heavy snow from Kansas and Missouri northward to the Canadian border with blizzard conditions by Christmas Day.
Ugly, ugly, ugly.
Juanita Trammell runs the Comp I-30 truck stop in Texarkana on the Texas-Arkansas border.
Last night was under tornado warnings, tornado watches, flash flood warnings. Sirens going on and off for maybe an hour and a half. You didn't know whether to run or whether to sit still. Or it was very scary last night.
Some parts of Arkansas could see as much as 8 inches of rain this week. Spotters reported more than half a dozen tornadoes in Louisiana earlier today. It's drier, but a whole lot colder out west in Amarillo.
Howdy, and welcome to the world-famous Big Texan Steak Ranch, home of the free 72-ounce steak.
Beth Connell, who runs the Big Texan, says the snow's blowing 50 miles an hour here, but who's complaining?
It's not really that bad. We get those periodically here in the Panhandle, and we just say that they blow the good weather in.
Good weather? Not in central Nebraska.
Snowing and blowing right now.
Tammy Rouse and her husband run a cattle ranch near Burwell, Nebraska. There, the wind's howling at about 30 miles an hour or better, and the temperature hasn't cracked the single digits.
You know, when you walk out the door to go to your chores, that wind catches you, you know, and it just about takes your breath away.
Obviously, she's not going anywhere for Christmas. Probably a good idea to stay put. Traffic wrecks have already claimed at least a dozen lives, mainly in the Midwest. Snow, ice, and blizzard warnings blanket the high plains, from North Dakota to Wisconsin all the way down to Texas. Airports are delaying and canceling flights. At Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport, the weather grounded or delayed dozens of them. Glenn Sanchez from Eden Prairie, Minnesota, was trying to get south of this enormous storm to visit his folks in Orlando.
Now, I hear after I leave out of here, they're supposed to really get pounded, so I'm really anxious to get on the plane and get out of Minnesota because I guess they're talking late today. Tomorrow it's like going to be nonstop snow.
The National Weather Service says the storm's likely to keep building, dump up to 2 feet of snow, and make for many not just a white, but a white-out Christmas. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.